Welcome to season one of Inside Once Out, an African mother tongue poetry podcast produced by Tinswe Media and powered by the South African Department of Sports, Arts and Culture. The theme for season one is African poetry in the time of a global pandemic. Each episode features an introduction from the poet. Then you will hear an original poem delivered in their mother tongue. And lastly, the English translation of their poem. We look forward to taking you on this journey of language, culture, and truth. Besides, some things are better expressed in your mother tongue. Let's get to know today's poet.
My name is Sinamhlobo Mageleni. I am female, 26 years old, from South Africa. The title of my poem is When Did I Become a Slave Again? In my poem, I speak about human trafficking. I speak about police brutality. I speak about African unity. I speak about sexism. I speak about femicide and all of those things that we are facing now as Africans. I wrote my poem during the time of the protests that was happening in Nigeria, which was hashtag #EndSARS, you know, the march against police brutality in Nigeria. It really evoked emotions of sadness, of anger. My heart broke. I call for African unity. I call for African love. We are not the enemy. Let's stop this xenophobia and Afrophobia. The thing of killing and burning each other, it's insane. We must come together as Africans.
The pandemic has brought to light the inequalities and violations against human rights within various countries worldwide. From slavery to racism and human trafficking, this poem is read and written by South African poet Sinomhlobo Mageleni. Her poem is read in her mother tongue of Xhosa.
Ukuba abathengisi iziyobisi kulutsha olunomvandedwa, olundongondongo, bathengisa amalungu omzimba, bethengisa abafazi nabantwana kwabo baneepokotho ezinzulu, akukho nto imahala kweli lizwe. Ndixelele, ndiphinde ndalikhoboka nini. Ikhoboka lombuso onocalucalulo norhwaphilizo, umbuso wengcindezelo. Ndisavele ngobuso ezweni, ndiphiwe kwaye ndingumntu omnyama. Lo mbuso ndityhale wandivalela ngaphandle. Ibala lolusu lwam alukho mthethweni. Ewe, akukho semthethweni ukuba ngumntu omnyama kwilizwe olunocalucalulo, kwilizwe lamakapital. Ukubukho bam busisigrogriso kwabo bazithathela bezinabhela kwilifa lam. Andinawo umhlaba, andinasabelo kweli lizwe. Ndinokubila neenyembezi zeminyaka, emveni kweminyaka engamakhulukhulu, ndincinezelwe, ndiziva ndingcatshekile, ndingcatshekile ziinkokheli zam. Abohlukanga kwabo bandicinezelayo, amaqhinga afanayo, kohluke nje ubala. Into ebuhlungu kukuba umcinezeli wam unobala olufana nolwam. Into ebuhlungu ama-Afrika abulayana odwa. Ndixelele, ndiphinde ndalikhoboka nini na. Ikhoboka lombuso onocalucalulo onorhwaphilizo ababulala abantu ngesihlungu. Mntasekhaya, singabantu bomzi omnye. Sinolusu olufanayo, sinenwele ezifanayo. Siyimbewu yesibeleko sikamama Afrika. Mntasekhaya, akubalulekanga uba ndisuka kweliphi lizwe na eAfrika. Akubalulekanga uba ndithetha oluphi na ulwimi, mntasekhaya. Andilulo utshaba lwakho. Amakapital asicinezele sonke. Masihlanganeni sibe yimbumba sidibaneni. Amandla! Ndamva uSteve Biko esithi, Black man, you are on your own. Igazi lomntu omnyama seliphalele lingagcwalisa ulwandle. Silala ngendlala. Basithathela yonke into. Sakhala. Saqhankqalaza, sacenga, sifuna inkululeko. Amapolisa akhupha imipu, aphumba abulala abantu. Abulala abantu abantsundu, abafazi, nabantwana namadoda. lathula ilizwe labukela sibulalana labukela sibulawa akukho semthethweni ukuba ngumuntu omnyama kulizwe localucalo lokulizwe lamakapitali ndicalele ndibe likhobokanini kwakhona.
Here is our poet reading the English translation of their poem.
Now tell me, when did I become a slave again? If they're not selling drugs to the depressed and restless youth, they are selling body parts, selling women and children, trafficked to the highest bidder. Nothing is for free in this country. Now tell me, when did I become a slave again? A slave to this unjust, corrupt, and brutal system that oppresses me. I am young, gifted, and black, deserted and isolated by the system. My skin color is illegal. Yes, it is illegal to be black in a racist capitalist world. My existence is a threat to those that stole my legacy. I own no land, I own no share, just my blood, sweat, and tears. After 400+ years of oppression, I feel betrayed by my leaders as they seem no different from my oppressor. Same old tricks, just a different skin color. What is more painful now is that my oppressor has the same skin color as mine. What's more painful now is that black people are hating and killing each other. Black people are hating and killing each other. Tell me, how did I become a slave again? A slave to this unjust, racist, and brutal system. We have the same blood running through our veins, the same skin color, the same hair texture. We are the seeds of Mama Africa's womb, Mdasekaya. Why are you more concerned about which part of the African continent I belong to? Which tribe I come from? Which language do I speak? I am not your enemy. The capitalist hates us all. The system suppresses us all, brown people. Now let's unite, stand together, lift our fists and start shouting, Amanda! I felt it when Steve Biko said, black man, you are on your own. The blood of my people kiddles shamelessly every day could fill up oceans. We sleep on empty stomach. They have taken everything from us. We scream, we riot, we beg for freedom. But the police, they open gunfire, shooting innocent black women and men. The world kept quiet. They watch us die. It is indeed illegal to be black in a capitalist world. Now tell me, how did I become a slave again? Tell me, how did I become a slave again?
We hope that you enjoyed this episode of Inside Once Out, and we'd love to hear from you. Please leave a review or rate this episode. For more information on how to submit a poem or partner with us, visit www.teenswearmedia.com.